I'm in it for the long run. The minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run. The hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run. The laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run. Even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where I'm exploring my more than 60-year journey through the musical world, and I hope you'll stay with me for most or part of it. Today we're going to go back to the early 60s again in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where Bill Keith, the banjo player, and myself had become part of a group of young players and singers at the Club 47, a coffee house in Cambridge. And we had, of course, learned a lot of the music we were doing from records, a lot of it music recorded back in the 20s and 30s. And I guess we probably thought that a lot of these people were dead and gone, and that there was no chance we would ever be seeing them in person. But that turned out not to be true, because there were a lot of young collectors going out, like Mike Seeger and our friend Ralph Rinsler, and they were rediscovering some of these people. And one of the first people to come up to the Club 47 with a group from North Carolina was banjo player and singer Clarence Ashley. And Clarence had made his first records, the most famous being the Cuckoo Bird, in the 20s, late 20s. So all of a sudden, here he was right in front of us, big as life, and a great, energetic, wiry guy, and very funny as well. And here he is singing the cuckoo.
Wanna build me a log cabin on a mountain so high so I can see Willie as he goes passing by. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She wobbles as she flies. She never says cuckoo. Telephone Dave, July. I've played cards in England. I've played cards in Spain. I'll bet you $10 I beat you next game.
Clarence Ashley there, and maybe 40 years after he'd made that recording and sounding just as fresh as he could be. And here he was. That record was made at Clarence Ashley's down in North Carolina by Ralph Rinsler, called Old Time Music at Clarence Ashley's. It was part of two records that came out on Folkways at the time. And then Ralph Rinsler brought Clarence and Fred Price, fiddle player, and an amazing guitarist, young man, Doc Watson, with him. And there they were at the Club 47 in front of us. And it's hard to describe how exciting this was to us. Here's another one of Clarence's tunes that I've just loved.
Went out last night to take a little round. I met a little Sandy and I blowed her down. I run around home while I went to bed. 44 smoke loose under my head. I begin to think what a deed I done. I grabbed my head and away I run. I made a good run, just a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho. Stand on the corner ringing a bell. Up the sheriff from Thomasville. Says, young man, it's your name Brown. Remember the night you blow Sandy down. First degree and a second degree. Got in the papers, will read them to me. Took me downtown to dress me in black. They put me on the train and sent me back. Had no one for to pull my mail. Crammed me back in the county jail. Judge and a jury took their stand. Judge had his papers in his right hand. 41 days, 41 nights, 41 years to wear the ball and the stripes.
Little Sadie by Clarence Ashley there. And as I say, we were sitting there in the Club 47. It was a small room, maybe 100 people at the most. And so we were up close to these people, and it was just something that you can... It wasn't going to happen again in our lifetime, this chance to be next to these people. And it was a time when I really feel there was a passing of a torch going on here from them to us, and we were ready to accept it. Here's a version of Little Sadie that Bill Keith and I did a few years later on a record called Sweet Moments with the Blue Velvet Band.
Sadie and I shot her down. Went back home, I got into bed. 44 pistol under my head. Waked up next morning about 9:30. The hacks and the buggies all standing in line. Gents and the gamblers standing around. Taking little Sadie to a burying ground. But a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho.
I was standing on the corner reading the bill when up steps a sheriff of Thomasville. He says, young man, ain't your name Brown? Remember the night you shot Sadie down? I said, yes, sir, my name is Lee. I murdered little Sadie in the first degree, in the first degree, in the second degree. If you got any papers, won't you read them to me? Put me on a train and started me back. They crammed me back in the Thomasville jail. I had no money for to go my bail. That judge and jury, they took their stand. The judge had the papers in his right hand. 41 days and 41 nights, 41 years to wear the ball and stride.
There's Bill Keith on the banjo, Richard Green on the fiddle, myself on the vocals. And we definitely just learned that from Clarence Ashley when he played at the Club 47. And so it was a way that we were accepting that torch. And here's another band that was in Cambridge too, the old-time bluegrass band, the Charles River Valley Boys. And this is one they call Oh Me, Oh My.
It was late last night when Willie come home. Heard a mighty rap on the door. He was slipping and a sliding with his new shoes on. Now Willie, don't you rap no more.
And it's oh me, oh my, what's gonna become of me? I'm downtown just fooling around, no one to stand my bond.
Last time I heard from the mama dear, she wasn't doing well. Said, quit your rowdy ways, my child, save your soul from hell.
And it's oh me, oh my, what's gonna become of me? I'm downtown just fooling around, no one to stand my bond.
What mama said, I would have been at home today. But I didn't listen what mama said. I threw my young self away.
And it's oh me, oh my, what's gonna become of me? I'm downtown just fooling around, no one to stand my bond.
I love you, dear girl, till the lake runs dry, rock salt is out by the shore. I love you, dear girl, till the day I die, Lord, indeed I do.
And it's oh me, oh my, what's gonna become of me? I'm downtown just fooling around, no one to stand my bond.
The Charles River Valley Boys, Ethan Signer on the vocal and Bob Siggins on the banjo there. And they call it Oh Me, Oh My. Now Clarence and Doc Watson and Fred Price called it Way Downtown.
Way downtown, just fooling around, took me to the jail. So me and it's all mine, no one to go my bail. It was late last night when Willie came home.
heard him a rapping on the door. He's a slipping and a sliding with them new shoes on. Papa says, Willie, don't you rap no more.
Willie downtown just fooling around, took me to the jail. Told me, and it's all my, no one to go my way.
Well, I wish I was over at my sweet Sally's house, or sitting in that big armchair. One arm around my old guitar, and the other one around my dear.
Way downtown just fooling around, it took me to the jail. Told me and it's all mine, no one can go my way.
Oh my goodness, Doc Watson there, and I don't think I need to tell you how exciting and startling it was to hear someone that good. I don't think any of us had heard a guitar player of that caliber playing this kind of music, and so this was just the beginning for Doc. You know, this was the very first time he came up from North Carolina, and Ralph Rinsler had found him. Ralph had gone down there to record Clarence Ashley, and this was a group of friends Clarence had at his house to pick, and Doc was one of them. And it wasn't sort of anybody was saying, oh, this guy's a phenomenon, you've got to hear him. It was just like, oh, Doc's here, and let him pick. And Ralph, of course, was just totally blown away by Doc's ability. And so this was just the beginning. But for us to be there at that beginning was an extraordinary time. At this time, we were having people stay with us, stay at our houses. Different people would put people up. And that gave you a chance to really get to know some people. I took Clarence Ashley to see the Atlantic Ocean for the first time. That was something he wanted to do. And it had never occurred to me growing up in Massachusetts that this would be something special for someone, but it certainly was for him. And this was one of the beauties of this time, I suppose, that we could spend just that kind of time with these artists that were coming up to us. Another one was Hobart Smith, who I also had heard on early recordings of Alan Lomax, and also Deanne Hamilton and Paul Clayton. And he came from Bluefield, Virginia, down in the corner near West Virginia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. That's a real hotbed of music. And so he came to be a friend as well. Here he is doing Railroad Bill.
Thank you. found dead one morning just before day.
Hobart Smith there, and Hobart used to, and his wife stayed with various ones of us, and we became quite good friends, and it was a great privilege. At one point, we were starting to jam with him at various little parties at the houses, and so one night he was going to play at the Club 47, and he asked me and Bob Siggins if we would back him up, and what a treat that was. You know, you can hear from his playing there. He could play the fiddle, play the banjo, play the guitar, and his time was absolutely brilliant. He had such energy and great time in his playing, and that's one of the things I was soaking up, and I wasn't the only one. Taj Mahal had gone to UMass at the time when Bill Keith and I were at Amherst, and we knew him from then. And then Taj eventually made his way down to Cambridge, and he was listening to Hobart and Doc and all the rest of them, and listened to this of Taj doing Railroad Bill.
Thank you.
Taj Mahal there doing the instrumental on Railroad Bill, and you can just hear what he was getting out of Hobart Smith, and he also got a lot out of Elizabeth Cotton. And we were all just in this great place to receive this music. Now, another person who came up to us, great legend, Sleepy John Estes, and he came with Yank Rachel, mandolin player, and Hammy Nixon, harmonica player, and put quite a few people on their ear.
Now, drop down, baby, let your daddy be. I know just what you're trying to put on me. Well, mama, she don't allow me to fool around all night long. Now, I may look like I'm crazy, poor John do no right from wrong. Go away from my window, quit scratching on my screen. You look a dirty mistreat, I know just what you mean. Well, my mama, she don't allow me to fool around all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, poor John do no right from wrong. Some of these women sure do make me tired, got a handful of, give me a mouthful of much obliged. Well, my mama, she don't allow me to fool around all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, poor John do no right from wrong. Woman, I'm loving one teeth, solid gold, that's on this woman a mortgage on my soul. Well, my mama, she don't allow me to fool around all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, poor John do no right from wrong. See me coming, put your man outdoor. You know I ain't no stranger, done been here before. Well, my mama, she don't allow me to fool around all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, poor John do no right from wrong.
Sleepy John Estes there, and as I said, he put a lot of people on their ear, and one of his most avid listeners was Tom Rush. Before I let you hear Tom, I'm going to remind you that you're listening to Royalton Community Radio, and this program is called In It for the Long Run. My name is Jim Rooney, and we're going through my 60-year-plus journey in the musical world, and this program could well be called Passing the Torch. And back in the early 60s, we were all very fortunate to be in a place where we were on the receiving end of a lot of artists that had recorded in the 20s and 30s, and they were rediscovered and brought back to us in person. And that, it was incalculable, the effect of this on so many. And here is Tom Rush himself now, 50 years later, doing Drop Down Mama.
drop down, mama, let your daddy see you got something there, baby, keeps on worrying me. Mama, don't allow me, baby, fool around all night long. She said you might be too young, son. Some woman might treat you wrong. You know that Jack of Diamonds told the Queen of Spades, said you come on, baby, start your creeping ways. My mama don't allow me, baby, fool around all night long. She says you might be too young, son. Some woman might treat you wrong. You get away from my window, you stop scratching on my screen. You're a evil woman, I know just what you mean. My mama don't allow me, honey, all night long. She said you might be too young, boy. Some woman might treat you wrong. Go ahead, somebody.
Big city women, they sure do make me tired. You got a handful of gimme, got a mouthful of much obliged. My mama don't allow me be a boogie all night long.
She say you might be too young, son. Some woman might treat you wrong. Daddy, see you got something there, baby, keeps on worrying me. My mama don't allow me, honey, to fool around all night long. She said you might be too young, time. Some woman might, oh, she might.
you're wrong.
Oh, Tom Rush, showing that he learned from Sleepy John. And another singer that came to us at the club with an amazing voice that would just haunt you and stay with you forever was Skip James. And let's listen to Skip do I'm So Glad. Extraordinary voice of Skip James, and one of the people that was listening there at the Club 47 to Skip's voice was Al Wilson. People called him Dirty Al. That wasn't a nice name, I suppose, but Al just ate, drank, and slept music, and he didn't have time for amenities like washing and cleaning up and all the rest of it. Somebody said they went over to his house one night and opened the refrigerator, and it was empty except for a very moldy bottle of ketchup. But Al did soak up this music, and Skip James, you can't tell me that he wasn't channeling some of Skip in this.
I'm on the road again. ain't got no woman just to call my special friend. You know the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow, in the rain and snow. You know the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow, in the rain and snow. I didn't have no pharaoh, not even no place to go. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. She said, Lord, have mercy on my wicked son. Don't you cry no more, don't you cry no more. Take a hint from your mama, please. Don't you cry no more, don't you cry no more. Cause it's soon one morning, down the road I'm gone. But I ain't going down that long old lonesome road all by myself. But I ain't going down that long old lonesome road all by myself. I can't carry you, baby, gonna carry somebody else.
What a beautiful record there. Canned Heat with Al Wilson singing and, in my way of thinking, showing his tribute to Skip James. And I'm going to go back to Sleepy John Estes now, and this is certainly one of his best-known songs called Minglewood Blues.
Thank you. when you come to Memphis, please stop by Minglewood.
Say it, boy.
When you come to Memphis, please stop by Minglewood. Says that women's in the camp don't mean no man no good.
Sleepy John Estes with Yank Rachel and Hammy Nixon, and one of the best, most apt students, I guess, in our group in the Club 47 there was Jeffrey Muldaur, who also was gifted with a great voice, just a natural gift. But he knew what he wanted to listen to and soaked it up, and this is his Minglewood. Jeff Muldaur with John Sebastian and the J Band, which was a latter-day jug band that John put together a few years ago. And, of course, John, a big student of Hammy Nixon's harmonica playing as well. And that was the Sleepy John Estes classic Manglewood Blues. And I'm coming close to the end here, and this program would never be complete without Mississippi John Hurt. All of these people that we were being exposed to and meeting and spending time with were actually so generous with themselves and with their time, and none more so than Mississippi John Hurt. He was so sweet. He was as sweet as he could be. Here is certainly one of his best known songs.
Can we?
John Hurt, very sly with a racy song that your mother could be taken in by. And That's going to bring us to the end of this program pretty much, and I'm going to let Taj Mahal take it out with his version of Candyman. So this I'm calling Passing the Torch, and you can see that myself, Bill Keith, Taj Mahal, Jeff Muldaur, John Sebastian, Tom Rush, Charles River Valley Boys, Al Wilson of Canned Heat, all of us got a chance at this time to hear this music up close from the people that we had heard it from originally only on record. And it was so thrilling to be included in this tradition. And that's what it is. We're passing that tradition on. We don't copy these performances note for note. We try to make them our own, but we have an incalculable debt to these artists who we were so fortunate to meet at this time in our lives when we were all young. So here goes with Taj. This is Jim Rooney. Thanks for listening. I'm in it for the long run. I'll see you next time.
Sitting on a candy stand, till your mama said, down in New Orleans, baby, sitting on a candy stand. Little red light, little green light, little red light, little green light, little red light, little green light. Stop on the red night, go on the green, go to cup up a thing in between. Tell your baby said you stop on the red night, go on the green, go to stop on a thing in between. Candyman, he's a salty dog. Mr. Candyman, he's a salty dog, salty dog, a salty dog. Candyman, he's a salty dog. I wish I was down in New Orleans, baby, sitting on a candy stand. Tell your mama, say, I wish I was down in New Orleans, baby, sitting on a candy stand. Run, take a picture, take your baby some beer. You got to run and take your picture, take your baby some beer. Say, run, take your picture, take your baby some beer. You got to run, take your picture, take your baby. Then run, take your picture, take your baby some beer. Take your baby some beer, New York, was out down in New Orleans, baby, sitting on a candy stand. Take your mama, say. Said, I wish I was down in New Orleans, baby, sitting on a candy stand. Candyman, many had gone. Mr. Candyman, many had gone. Mr. Candyman, many had gone. I wish I was down in New Orleans, baby, sitting on a candy stand. Tell your mama, said, I wish I was down in New Orleans, baby, sitting on a candy stand. Thank you.